AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 6 days and a pair of killers are still on the loose after busting out of prison in Dannemora, New York. The search for them is focusing on a swampy area just 2 miles from the prison. State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico.
We don't know that they've left the state or that they've left the area. And, you know, we take it just as serious to search in the area around here as we are in the Willsboro area, in the Vermont area, or anything else. Until we have them in custody, we're not going to discount any of it.
A police helicopter has been flying over a heavily wooded area as law enforcement stands guard along a miles-long stretch of roadway near the prison. Schools in the area are closed and residents have been warned to lock their doors. The body of an American who was killed fighting with Kurdish forces in Syria against the Islamic State group has been handed over to his family at a Turkish border crossing. Hundreds of people turned out there to bid farewell to Keith Broomfield, who was from Massachusetts. The U.S. Army's top general says the Iraqis have failed politically in the fight against the Islamic militants.
The Iraqi government has not been able to bring all the different groups together. Until you solve that problem, in my mind, it doesn't matter how many people you put on the ground.
General Ray Odierno was on CBS this morning. The U.S. is sending a few hundred more troops to Iraq to train Iraqi security forces. 2,000 more Americans applied for unemployment last week, but the historically low level points to a healthy job market, according to the experts. Retail sales are up 1.2% for May. We bought cars, clothing, and building material. Economists say the indication is that strong job growth has begun to boost store sales. Checking the Dow for you, it is up 37 points. This is AP Radio News. Families of victims of the March 24th German Wings plane crash are meeting with investigators in Paris, looking for answers about why the co-pilot deliberately slammed the plane into an alpine mountainside. Some are also looking for word as to when their loved ones' remains will return home. Peter Korthus is a lawyer for the families of the victims.
It's already more than 2.5 months since the crash happened, so it's finally necessary to get to a closure of this.
All 150 people on board were killed in the crash. FIFA's top spokesman has resigned just days after telling a joke about soccer's embattled governing body on TV. Walter Di Gregorio's joke went like this. 3 FIFA officials are in a car, him, FIFA's president, and its secretary general. So who's driving? The answer? The police. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.